Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, October 30th, 2017, Moore Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. To begin our call, I want to go to New Braunfels, Texas, and to $100,000 ring earner, Mr. Manley Wilson. I believe he has a couple of new associates that just leveled up. Mr. Wilson, are you on the call?
I am, Randy. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, it's with great pleasure that Barbara and I get to introduce this young gentleman, Silvestro Arredondo, here locally, who just leveled up, earned his $360 bonus. His parents did so about 3 weeks ago as well, so they're keeping it in the family, and we're welcome to have him on our team. He's doing an incredible job out there protecting families with Legal Shield. So, Silvestro, are you on the call tonight?
Yes, sir.
If you have any, you may have some background noise on it. If you could mute there or turn the music down. There you go. I'm going to turn the call over to you. Tell us how long you've been in the business and what Legal Shield means to you and your wife for doing this business.
Well, I've been with Legal Shield for now a month, and it's been a great blessing to meet Mr. Wilson and his wife. And it's 30 years old. And it's one of the best decisions that I've ever made besides accepting Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I'm excited for the future of what the relationship that I'm going to have with Legal Shield, and I can share it with many others, how it can be a blessing to them and their families.
Well, thank you. And we thank you. And we're so proud of you for accepting Christ as your personal Savior as well. What a great way to live your life. And I don't know if I have another realtor who just got in the business and leveled up. I don't know if she's able to get on. She texted me just about 15 minutes ago and said she was still hung up with her client. So I'll reach out to her. If she's not on, we'll turn the call back over to her. But Carlin Ellis, if you're on the phone, would you let us know you're on the call? Randy, I guess she's not able to make it. We're so proud of her. We'll get her on another Monday night call. But she leveled up as well and got two new recruits in, and they're on their way to doing the same. So we're just proud of the team and how they're growing. We know that leveling up is huge in this business as far as staying in the business, getting paid and promoted, and teaching that forward. So thank you again for the time tonight to share with these two folks that have leveled up here on the Moore team.
All right. Appreciate that very much. Next, I want to go to the state of Texas and to another top executive director on the Moore Success Team, Mr. Dennis Hester, who has someone that he wants to recognize tonight. Dennis, are you on?
I am, Randy. Thank you, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Hey, we've got who says that you can't go back after some old folks, but we found Kevin Hammond a number of years ago. It made a run. And has kind of been inactive for 10 years, and now all of a sudden he's hit the ground running. Got three people in his organization leveled up in the last couple of weeks. Kevin, are you on?
Yes, sir.
Why don't you introduce your folks?
I'd love to. You know, first I want to show appreciation for my upline, whether it's talking to Mr. Ken Moore at 7:30 in the morning or sitting in Randy's office or him meeting me for one of my meetings. And you know, Dennis, I even texted you at 5:30 so that you'd have my text in your inbox, but you answered me back at the same time, so I appreciate you guys a bunch. But, you know, I want to introduce a couple of people, and, you know, Mr. Rick Arnold and his team have such a servant attitude. They are an excellent example of how the laws of reciprocity and the dynamics of duplication work in this business. He's not only leveled up to a senior associate, but by the end of the week, he will be leveled up to a manager. And like I said, he just has a great servant attitude, and all of his people have the same attitude. Mr. Arnold? I'm not sure he made it on. He may still be teaching. Ms. Haley Arnold, are you on?
I heard her.
Guys, they're martial arts instructors, and they teach at night, so I'm sure they're either teaching or they're on the call.
I am so sorry. I am so sorry, guys. We just found the number we're on.
Okay, Rick, go ahead. I just introduced you, buddy, and just introduce yourself, and I want you to meet the team.
My name's Rick Arnold. I live in Sherman, and just excited to be here tonight.
Ms. Haley, did you make it on? Okay, guys. Listen, we appreciate you, Dennis. We appreciate our upline, and we'd like to defer the rest of our time, sir, to our guest speaker tonight.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much, and great job, Dennis. Next, I want to go out to Reno, Nevada, and to $100,000 ring earner, Mr. Damian Schieber, who has someone that he has some special recognition for tonight. Mr. Schieber, are you on?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, by the time I get home from Reno, I'll have put 2,000 miles in my car in the last week, and I was up in British Columbia last week. I got home and literally was only home for a few hours when a lady that I'm super excited about getting started said she was ready to roll and she had some appointments, and I got back in my car after being home for only a few hours and drove 7 hours to Reno. And just in the couple of days we've been working so far, we've got two new recruits on our team. We've got, there are no Super Saturdays here in Reno, but we're going out to Super Saturday in the Bay Area next week. So I literally drive home and then fly to the Bay Area. But she's going to be taking a car full of people already with her to Reno, and including her husband, but her two new recruits as well. And so just wanted you guys to hear from Leanna Galvin real quick. And so, Leanna, let's tell everyone why you're excited about Legal Shield.
Hello. Hi, I'm Leanna. I am excited about Legal Shield mostly because there's not a market here in Reno. So I'm excited to be basically the up starter of that here in Reno. I think that's kind of exciting since there's only one in Vegas. And I'm just excited about the opportunity.
But here's the reality. She is a testament, the way she was brought in. Just so you know, I recruited a fellow 5 years ago. And last month, I reached out to him. He had just gotten started with life insurance 5 years ago. I reached out to him last month, and I said, hey, how are you doing with life insurance? And he said, I'm doing pretty well. He's still with the same company, everything. I said, man, if you're doing well, then we should probably revisit Legal Shield because he's still an associate, still has his membership. And he said, you know, I was actually thinking that the other day. And I said, well, I'm glad I called. And I said, you know, we talked for, you know, maybe a half hour. I said, you know, the next step is for you to send me some names and numbers. So I just asked for some referrals. And Leanna was one of those referrals. And now she got started. She immediately saw a value in the membership. And then was a little hesitant on the opportunity. But, you know, a couple of three-way calls. And she was ready to roll. And so, you know, it's just a testament to the system and using the tools that we have. Thank you so much, Mr. Moore. I'll turn the time back over to you.
Well, thank you, Damian. Appreciate you, and you're doing an awesome job. And congratulations to all the people, all the new associates that have been leveling up on our team. But now it's my privilege to introduce tonight's special guest speaker. He's a $1 million per year ring earner. That means he's earned $1 million in commissions during a consecutive 12 month period. He's a platinum jacket earner. He's a chairman award recipient. Of course, he's a $1 million member of the Millionaires Club. He's from Aledo, Texas, and he's been in the business since 1995. He is also the senior vice president of strategic partnerships in Legal Shield. And ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome Mr. Mark Brown to the call. Mr. Brown, are you on?
Yeah, I'm here, Randy. Thank you very much, sir.
Well, great to have you. You have an awesome, we hadn't had you in a while, and people have been asking about you, so welcome back to the call.
Hey, I appreciate that, and I'm going to just talk a little bit about, as I've done before, I love doing this call, by the way, and I love working with your father and all your family, but Ken Moore is the best, so just want to give a shout-out to Ken. Always enjoy talking and visiting and being with him, and always like doing this call. And what I usually do, Randy, if it's okay, I just kind of go through a little bit of how I built my business in the beginning and the reason I do that is because it's the same way I do it now, even though we have, you know, new technology in and around building the business, some new terminology, Level Up, for instance. I build my business in the same way. In fact, I spent most of the day this past Thursday, I try to spend one day especially. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't limit it to one day, but I do try to focus one day kind of like a funnel, and I want to do as many exposures of a recruiting nature as I possibly can and this past Thursday I did four of those. I did one at 10 in the morning, I did one at one in the afternoon, I did another one around 3:30, and I did another one in the evening around 4:30, 5 o'clock, something like that. I had recruiting, just presentations, meetings, one-on-ones, scheduled that I could sit down and tell the story over a cup of coffee or whatever and just visit with somebody that I wanted to put in the business, I wanted to expose, I wanted to tell the story. And I try to do that every week and focus on at least one day. Now I set up appointments and work a list and do everything I can to contact people, but I take that one day and I just try to drill down and do a lot of good recruiting that day. So with that in mind, I was going to tell everybody just a little bit about my story for any of the new ones on the phone that people haven't heard me before. And you know, I don't brag about my story. It's not that. It's just that it my story kind of taught me how to build a business from my perspective anyway. And again, I still do it the same way today as I did back when I started the business in 1995. So I'm a product of the membership. And you don't have to come in the business that way, but that's how it happened for me. I had a printing business for 18 years and I was wanting to get out of that business. I was kind of worn out with that business. We had done it a long time, inventory and personnel, and it was a very overhead heavy business. I wanted a business without inventory, overhead, and personnel. Technology and competition was very tough. So I was really looking for something else. I had my mind open that I wanted to do something different. But in the meantime, I had a legal situation regarding a piece of equipment in my printing business, and I was doing what everybody does when they have a legal problem in our world. You try to handle it yourself, you try to ignore the problem, hope it'll go away, and then it gets to a point where they start messing with you a little bit, and that's what happened to me. They were threatening a lawsuit because I had quit paying for this piece of equipment that wasn't working, and so I was losing sleep. I always ask people the same question. Whether I'm doing a one-on-one or a big presentation or whatever it is how many of you here in the room have ever gone to bed with a problem on your mind and couldn't go to sleep? And that was what was happening to me. And I'm sure everybody on the call here tonight has had that same situation in life. You had a problem, you couldn't go to sleep, you were thinking, tossing and turning, unproductive. So I became unproductive in my life worrying about this situation, this legal situation. I wasn't productive in my printing business. I wasn't productive in my home life. It was really tearing me up. And a printing customer showed me back then, Prepaid Legal was our company name. And a gentleman showed me the Prepaid Legal membership one day, a customer of mine. And I was a little skeptical, but for the sake of time, I'm going to kind of go fast through this story. I bought the membership that day, very skeptical about it. I didn't see what you could get done for a few bucks a month at any law firm. I always tell people, and it's the truth, my father, I remember, paid more money to park at a law firm than the $25 a month that this membership was going to cost me. So I was very skeptical about it, didn't really believe it was going to work, but I didn't have anybody to help me. So I thought, well, you know, it's a month-to-month membership. The worst thing can happen is I cancel it. So I bought the membership, made the phone call the next week, as soon as I could, and a gentleman answered the phone. He had an attorney call me back. I spilled my entire life to this gentleman about what was happening to me, to this attorney that called me back. And he listened to me very patiently and said, you know, what we're going to do is we're going to research this, and most likely we'll write a letter for you, but we'll get back with you in a day or two after we've done some research. And that's exactly what they did. They did research, they looked into it, they wrote a letter on my behalf later that week, and literally a week later from the time they wrote the letter, literally a week later, I got a letter back. Actually, they got it, the letter, and then sent it to me, that exonerated me of the whole situation, exonerated me on the several thousand dollars they had me owing, totally wiped it clean, and I was blown away. I was amazed. I'd been dealing with this for several months. I'd been literally stuck in cement because I couldn't accomplish anything worrying about the situation, afraid they were going to bankrupt me or whatever else. And I always tell people, I kind of give a little disclaimer, you know, this law firm didn't write a, you know, I'm not telling you it was a magic letter or a magic law firm or some magic thing they did. The magic was, and this is what I tell everybody that I work with in my business, the magic was the access. We just need access in life to figure out what to do about certain things. And I also came up with kind of a motto for my business, for the now the Legal Shield business, is let the experts do what they do best so you can go back and do what you do best. And that's, I think, how you have to live your life. You have to let the experts do what they can do, because I don't do any good being my own lawyer. I don't do any good being my own plumber, mechanic, or IT person. I've got to have an expert do that, because I want to go spend my time, all my time, of a work-related time, in building my business and growing my company and making it better and better and better. And that's what Legal Shield has allowed me to do. So I was sky high after that day. I felt like, man, the world is good again. I've gotten rid of this boat anchor around my leg. So for the next few weeks, Randy, what I did was tell everybody that I came in contact with about what had happened to me because of this membership. Now, here's the key point for this story for building my business. I was not trying to sell it to them. I couldn't have sold it to them. I wasn't licensed in Texas. I wasn't an associate. I wasn't thinking about selling it. All I was doing is I wanted to tell everybody, because I couldn't believe what had happened, because I'd gone through some of these situations before, and they're just trying, because you don't really know how to get help because you can't afford it. You're intimidated by the cost. You don't know who to go to. The whole system is intimidating, and it's just a hard thing to deal with. And I was like, man, this is the best $25 a month I've ever spent in my life. I will never not have it. I used it two or three more times right after that for minor, some relatively minor things. It's what we always tell people. We cover from the trivial to the traumatic, and that's really true. So I went about telling everybody that I came in contact with, you know, not trying to sell it to them, just telling them about a good thing. Just like you tell everybody about a good movie, a good book, a good restaurant. You want to tell people about good experiences that you've had. And so what this storytelling did for me was started to garner people's interest in what I was doing. And so they would ask me more questions about the prepaid legal membership, and I couldn't tell them a thing because I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know where the was. I knew nothing about it. So long story short, after several weeks of this, and after some of our friends calling my wife, and so my wife and I had a talk about it. She said, you know, I know you like telling the story. I know you like what this product did for you or for us, but you got to quit either. You got to either help these people and sell them the membership or get them the membership or quit talking about it because they're driving us crazy. And that's really the truth. We had calls every day because I was doing a darn good job of telling the story. So long story short is I got in the business shortly after that. Dave Savola, my upline, told me there was tension in March of that year of 1995 that in Oklahoma City at the Marriott Hotel, and I should go to that convention. And I didn't want to go to that convention. I told him I didn't want to go, but I had asked him how to be successful getting in the business. And he said, man, you need to go to that convention. I tried every way I could to get out of going to that convention, but I finally went. He kind of guilted me into it, and it was the best thing I ever did. So I got rid of my printing business very quickly, just sold it piecemeal, sold the equipment off, and became a full-time prepaid legal marketing associate April 1st, 1995, and I have never looked back since. And what I simply did was continue to tell that story, continue to tell people, and my passion came through. I love what it does for people. And if you, and Harlan Stonecipher told me many times, Mark Brown, if you can help people, that's the key ingredient to making your business successful. If you've got that spirit, that heart, you want to help people, that's how to build your business and grow your business, because people need help, and that's really the truth. So I went back to talk to all those people that had asked me and my wife about the membership and about, you know, what you get out of it. So I became an associate. And I rose pretty quickly through the ranks. In fact, I became a Gold executive director by the end of 1995 and went to the Branson trip. Back then we had a Branson trip for recognition, and I got to go on that Branson trip as a gold executive director. And how did I, and simply how I did that was just filling the pipeline every day, talking to people, just what I told you I did this past Thursday. Every day of the week, I filled the pipeline, and I had 4, 5, 6 appointments with people every day. I had 2 nightly opportunity meetings and 2 weekly luncheons in my area as I continue to grow. And so the bottom line for all of this is a passion for the product, but a constant activity. And somebody told me the other day when I told the story, they said, well, it sounds like you worked a lot. I said, no, I really didn't, because I don't consider it work sitting down at lunch or at a Starbucks or at a coffee shop or whatever and having coffee or having lunch with somebody and telling them this story about this great product that can save your life. That's not work to me. Work to me was operating a print shop 6 days a week and collecting the debt and pricing the products, fixing the equipment, hiring and firing people, making payroll, filling out the 941 forms, dealing with compliance issues, all the things that go along with owning a traditional business. That to me was work. This is not work. This is something I love to do. So I'll give you kind of the last thing. I'll wrap this up, Randy. Last thing that at that 1995 convention, they asked 2 questions during the day for the folks attending. Excuse me. And the question number 1 was, what is your why? And they said, you ought to write this down, answer this question, write it down. There's no right or wrong answer. But write it down, because a lot of times things that you write down come true. And so I'll just tell you what my why was, and it still drives me to this very day. I started what I call dreading Monday morning in the printing business. I dreaded going back to opening that shop every weekend. Sunday night I was almost sick, and that is no way to live. And why did I dread it? Because of what I just told you. Inventory, overhead, and personnel, and all the things that go with that. It's a constant fight every day. And I was so sick of it physically and mentally. I wanted to do something that I enjoyed in life. And because of this gentleman showing me the membership, Ross and Matthews, our provider law firm here in Texas, doing what they're supposed to do, I became an associate with this company, and I have never dreaded Monday morning ever again. And that's kind of what people ask, well, who do you work with? How do you find your leads? Who do you recruit? I just look for the people that dread Monday morning. Simple as that. So back to you, Randy. Thanks a lot for inviting me on the call.
Well, Mark, I always love to hear your story and just how passionate you are about Legal Shield. And by the way, Mr. Moore is actually on the call tonight.
Oh, good.
He caught a cold, and he's lost his voice, and he can't hardly talk. But he wanted to let you know and be assured that he is on, and he always loves and appreciates you providing your information to our team. So, but what I've got is we've got just a few more minutes. If you don't mind, I'd like to go to some of our leaders on our team. They may have a question or a comment for you. Would that be okay?
Sure.
All right, let's go out to the state of Utah and to brand new Platinum Executive Director, $250,000 income earner, and that's Mr. Ryan Burns. Ryan, are you on?
I sure am. Mark Brown. Mr. Brown, can you hear me?
Sure.
Yeah, Mr. Brown, I just wanted to, you know, ask. I remember early on in my career, about 9 years ago, you came out here for a Super Saturday, and you did our luncheon, and you came out there, and you shared a lot of information on that Saturday. And one thing that stuck out to me is, one, that you had passed $1 million a year, you know, in your career and got the $1 million ring. I thought that was incredible, but just your consistency in the business. If you don't mind just kind of maybe just sharing with us, you know, what it was with your weekly business briefing and your building your business, you know, your philosophies of moving your business forward. What was it about building the business briefing and your appointments consistently? What drove you to keep on setting those appointments?
Well, you know, I love the business, first of all. It was, you know, this was not a business that I thought somehow, well, I'm going to do it for a few years and then somehow retire. Because first of all, retire is a dirty word. I don't think people really understand the meaning of the word retire. Ken Moore's not retired. I mean, he's obviously up there in years a little bit, as I'm getting to be the same way, but he still works the business. I still work the business, and you know, my mental philosophy about that has always been, why would you not? I mean, this is something that you can sit down and have a, there's nothing more fun than having a really nice conversation with people, and you know, they tell you their story, you tell them your story, and being able to share information and show them, because people see it, they just don't understand it right away sometimes, show them what the membership can do, and when that light bulb goes off of what the great need is, millions of people need this membership, and we're the only ones that can show it to them. I mean, that is just unbelievable. So I'm going to work this business till I'm not breathing anymore, because to me, again, it's not work. And so, and to the opportunity meeting, I always tell people kind of about my little quick story. Dave Savola said, because I asked him, what's three or four key things I can do? And he said, go to that national convention, which I argued with him about that. And he won. He got me there, and it was the best thing I ever did. I got in touch with all these great people, got to network with them, hear their success stories, and I just wanted to duplicate it. I wanted to do the same thing. And then one of the other things he told me to do is, man, you got to do a business briefing once a week at least. And I argued with him about that. I don't want to do a business briefing. And then he won. He got me to do one. He said, well, if you want to do what I'm doing, you got to do what I'm doing. And he at that time, he did a business briefing every Monday night in Marietta, Georgia, at a Marriott hotel. And so I started doing my business briefing on the west side of Fort Worth in 1995 at my, originally it was at my original office, printing business, which I had kept the building because I had a lease on it, but I'd gotten rid of the equipment, remodeled it, so to speak. And every Monday night, I was there at that briefing, started out very slow. In fact, the first night we had one guest, and we all stared at the poor guy, but we had one guest, but it built and built because you're there every Monday. And somebody said, well, what if the Cowboys are playing Monday night? And I said, well, so what? I mean, the Cowboys don't pay me. I love the Cowboys, but I'm going to be there doing my business briefing. It's just like the mail, rain, shine, sleet, or snow. I'm going to be there. That's what Dave told me to do. And so I came up with this analogy. So I had a retail store when I was in the printing business, and I had to operate that thing 6 days a week, 8-9 hours a day or more. That was real work. So I came up with a little training program way back in my early days. Could you do a business briefing, a luncheon for $100,000 a year income? Because that's really what it became. I did that briefing every week and then morphed it into two briefings, one in West Fort Worth, one in Sports Dallas. So I did two business briefings a week. And it's like my retail store. It's where you come and bring people to show them what we do. We have great presenters at these retail stores. They tell you and your prospect about the business, go through a great business briefing. You're bringing them to a retail store to show them what you have, and it's just incredible. And every seat in that business briefing or Super Saturday or regional event, whatever kind of exposure it is, every seat in that business briefing is a profit center, just like a restaurant. Why do you think restaurants try to get you out of there real quickly? They want those seats are profit centers. The more seats they fill, the more money they make. And that's the same way it is at business briefings, luncheons, whatever venue or format you can bring people together and be able to tell the very great professional story that we have. That's what builds and grows your business. So you keep the pipeline full, build for those events, those whether it's a business briefing, a luncheon, doesn't matter what it is, build for those events. And be as professional as humanly possible when you're there. Be tactful, professional, and be friendly. I used to tell people, we want to create a fertile business environment. And that's how you build and grow a business. So that's what I've done and continue to do, because it's a formula that has always worked for me. And I will continue to do it that way. And my business continues to build and grow.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
You bet.
All right, Mr. Brown, I believe that's all the time that we have tonight, but I want to thank you again for being our special guest speaker. We consider you a true icon in the business, and you're definitely a friend of the More Success team. And for myself, Mr. Ken Moore, and the whole More Success team, thank you so much for spending your time with us tonight.
Hey, appreciate it. Look forward to seeing y'all down the road.
All right. Good night, Mark. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as Mr. Moore always says, keep God first, family second, then Legal Shield. And until next week, I hope everyone has more success. Good night, everyone.